Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amid and Araisa is Rashana Davav Amid Beis. Vav Beis. We left off for a little bit behind. We left off Vav Manal. We read that Gemara from Beficha Zusaka. Let's go pick it up again from the first words in the line around 8 lines up at the bottom of the page. Beficha Zusaka. Just the last line we had read before, the last Gemara we had read before this was the Gemara made a chilik where Rava says you could have a case of Amar Rei Lai Ayla. So he says, Lashav Rei Lai, but Al Manasa, Ma Chayav Nachrai. You see, the difference between Neder and Nadav is, Neder, one is Chayav to replace it if it gets lost or damaged, because it's the Kamadatana Kaspe, the Chiv is riding on his shoulders, whereas Nadav, he said, this is a carbon. If this gets damaged, as long as he wasn't Peshay, the damage himself, as long as if it gets damaged and destroyed, he doesn't have to replace it. That's the Chilik. But we came up with the case, Rav says, we have a hybrid, where the guy says, Rei Lai Ayla, Al Manasa, Ma Chayav. So it's really as Dine Nadav, even though it's a Nusuf of Neda. Somebody asked me a question, if the Shere, the Mechavan, it's Taisa Rush, other freshmen deal with why it's not about Masa Mashkaz Taira. If the Torah is giving clear guidelines, and there's a concept called Neder, a concept called Nadava, and Neder has Dinim, so Neder is a Din, you have to make it up. Nadava is a Din, they don't have to make it up. So you can't take, pick and choose. Look, we have a cloud, typically, it can't be Masa Mashkaz Taira. Again, we find many, I mean, without getting to a bunch of the first Taisa Rush Bereshim, ask the question, we find many exceptions. First of all, Maimonides says Machlekes if you say it, Bechlal, Mas Moshe Kosh Torah, but if you can say even more, the Torah didn't say, the Torah says, a Nedi Bechayev to Beibak, a Nedava not. It didn't say, what's called Nedava, what's called Nedava. Harei a lie on the condition, I have to pay back, is goof for Nedava. And therefore, that could be the most basic idea why it's not considered directly Mas Moshe Kosh Torah, but Ayin Shem in the Taisa Rush and the Achrenim, it's brought there, they begin in the back of the Sifta, different answers to the question. Okay. Says the word, Beficha Zustaka. It says in the, we darsh in the Braisa, Beficha, from the word, from the Pasuk Beficha, which we connected yesterday to the Pasuk Yeshaya, Yetze Bepit Staka, it refers to the Isser of delaying in Staka. Amar Ava, Utstaka Mechayev Alei Alter. The Isser of delaying in Staka, unlike Karbonis and other things we listed, we have Shalosh Regalim, Staka, the Isser, once Eivra Baltacher, immediately. Why? My time is to come over to Kaim Anim, because I'm here, they need food right now. If Anim in front of you need food right now, what business is it waiting through your gulp to Eivor? You're Eivor right away. Ask Martaka Pshita, it's very funny. They were asked by Taima. Why? Because they're here. Pshita, it's Pasha. Funny Shaka Taya. Okay, Pshita, it's Pasha, what's the Kiddush? Isn't it obvious you should be Eivor right now, right away? Ma'atayma to Binyan de Karbanas Ksiva, since the source by Tztaka is the same Sukkah that I have by Karbanas. And just like by Kabanas, you have three regalim. So here too, Adav the Allah Shashagam Kabanas, I would say that maybe the time frame for the lav of delaying by giving tzaka is till one passes through three regalim, like by Kabanas Kamash Milan. Therefore, we say the note that Dafka by Kabanas has to lead Rachman of regalim. Dafka by Kabanas, the Torah makes it depend on the regalim, on the Yom Tevim. Avahachalai, over here, when it comes to tzaka, it's not contingent on the regalim to your Baal Tacher, rather, the Shrikhanim, and therefore it's ever right away. We're, again, with Vav Amar Aleph, we went back over the last Gemara that we ran through right at the Shir yesterday. We're up to Amar Rava, four lines at the bottom page of Vav Amar Aleph. But we're saying that by tzaka, once ever right away, one does not have three regalim. So, I think we already mentioned yesterday, what does it mean right away? Does it mean the second you pledge, you have to give it? Or, for Shetzach, only when an ani is in front of you? The kaim aniim gufa means, there's aniim that's standing in front of you to give them. But let's say, Baruch Hashem, you're in a place where, again, Baruch Hashem, having aniim around is a schus, more of a bastafid, is a schus to be able to give, to be able to support aniim. But let's say you're in a place where there's no aniim. Baruch Hashem, there are no aniim. Everyone has what they need. So, the you wouldn't be able right away, according to anyone, you wouldn't be able right away, because there's no ani here. So Yisus already addresses and says that what the Mar means is, your Zman is the lesser of the two. If there's an ani in front of you, you have right away if you don't give it, or Shal Shogalim. The Rebbe wasn't coming to say that you have right away regardless. If there's no ani, of course you have to Shal Shogalim. It just means that the Chiddush by Tztaka, since it's totally in the ani, if the ani's here, you have even long before, a person's ever before Shal Shogalim, when the ani's there right away. The Rashba wants to suggest that, no, the Isser of Baal Tacher is still only Shal Shogalim. We're not changing that. There's a new mitzvah, Mitzvah Sechet Tishmar. That mitzvah, Mitzvah Sechet Tishmar, that mitzvah was saying right now, Beficha, that is Taka right away. But the Baal Tacher is only after three regalim. And the Ran says that no, the one's over both the Lav and the Asay, everything immediately, he's over right away. Now there's a couple of criteria brought in the Mefarshim in this idea that we're saying one's Aver for not giving tzedakah right away. First of all, what if he gives it to a gabbai tzedakah? He pledges money to Gabbai tzedakah. So if they don't see Aver right away, even though the gabbai is giving it to the ani, and he's giving it to the ani, whenever the gabbai comes to, if he pledges to the gabbai, when the gabbai comes to ask him for it, and he doesn't give it, then you don't have three regalim. He's got to give it right away to the gabbai. But till the gabbai, like if it's the normal seder, that when the gabbai, you know, they you pledge the money, and the gabbai then sends you the invoice. I mean, someone in the shul was complaining, was making a comment to me, that he's involved in the treasury of the shul, where people buy aliyahs, so he's involved in the treasury of collecting the funds. And he said that, you know, he reaches out to people, happen to haven't paid their pledges, and they say, I never received an invoice. So he said, he finds it funny that the Enachami, you didn't receive an invoice, but like you made a pledge, you make a pledge, you pledge money, if I didn't give you an invoice, you're not going to pay. So the truth is, the person who says they receive an invoice, the Farshim over here bring the concept that they're not wrong. They bring the idea that when you have a gabbai stuck, a person makes a pledge to gabbai stuck, if the norm is that the gabbai goes to collect, then you're talking about aver, you're certainly not aver. I'm not saying it's not a laudable thing to go pay it right away as soon as possible before you forget, but it's, it also doesn't feel like a geschmack to pay for an aliyah 14 months later. You don't feel like it's just not a geschmack on both sides. But the point is that there is no baal ta'acher until the gabbai comes to collect. That is how some of the achronim bring down when there's a gabbai involved. When it's directly dealing with aniyim, then of course we're saying what is chayv right away. But even then, the rishonim point out already, the rush, Torah Shulchan Aruch bring, that's only if he didn't make a stipulation. What if he stipulated and says, I'm designating money for aniyim, I'm pledging money to aniyim, which I plan to give over the next 12 months, or I plan to give out before the end of next Rosh Hashanah. But he didn't plan to give it out all right away, or he didn't plan to even give any of it out right away. If he makes a stipulation, whatever the stipulation is, doesn't make a difference. Whatever stipulation he makes, then he's only bound to that stipulation. He's not bound to say, oh, I have stuck of money, I have to give it right away. And this is actually a very big nafkamina. This answers a major ha'ara. The Chafetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah, brings this halacha about being very careful to honor one's pledge, especially aniyim, to give stucco right away, being very careful. And the Rav brings it's famous. And the Chafetz Chaim held, and he should be knowing this way himself, if one invites an aniyim to his house, and then he delays in serving the food, that's also baal ta'acher. That's aiver baal ta'acher, because it's right away, you're not giving the food. And when the Chafetz Chaim would invite guests, we're talking about aniyim specifically, when the Chafetz Chaim would invite guests, some guests that we do today for the most part, not that it's a bad thing, it's meals chasadim. It's not, they're not aniyim, it's meals chasadim. So maybe this wouldn't apply. But if someone takes home from shul an ani, who mamish is hungry for food, and he has him in his house, if he schmoozes a little away from shul, or he says, Shalom Aleichem, or I'm talking about the song, sing Shalom Aleichem, or Eishes Chayim, which is part of the Seder of Friday night, he's Eiver, Chafetz Chaim held, he's Eiver on the lane, the Chafetz Chaim would come home, make Kiddush immediately with his aniyim, feed them, and then sing Shalom Aleichem, Eishes Chayim, unbelievable, to not be Eiver on this din of delaying and feeding aniyim. So Avram is bothered, Lamaisa, that's not what the Am does. How can we maybe Meil Tiesher? How can we explain the Malam Tzchus on the masses or Makrid? And he shall sue this rush, this tour, that when you make a stipulation that you're not giving it till this and this time, then you're not over for not giving it right away, even to aniyim, if you stipulate it. Well, guess what? If the norm is to go home, to shmooze, take a Shabbos, people in the home, to say sing Shalom Aleichem, to sing a Shetayel, and it takes from when Dami's over 45 minutes till you actually break bread, till you have the first bread, then that was like as if he stipulated. Even though he didn't say explicitly, that's the norm, that's like he stipulated, and therefore he wouldn't be over. That's how the Devar Avram defends those that are not machmir on the Chafetz Chaim. This is a beautiful concept. I appreciate this Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim himself would skip Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael when he had guests in his house. He'd skip it because he yelled it's a Baal Ta'acher, Mamash Rasugya, a Baal Ta'acher of delaying for the Aniyim. One other point is this whole conversation, again, three points in this idea of Baal Ta'acher on the, or discussion of Baal Ta'acher, or Meisis V'Zecha, on delaying giving the food, giving the Tzedakah to Aniyim. Number one, does it apply by Gabbai, the Mordechai, and others bring that when it comes to Gabbai Tzedakah, if you pledge to the Gabbai, you're only over when you don't give to the Gabbai, but you have that leeway. Number two, if you stipulate, the rush, if you stipulate, I'm giving the money in a week from now, a month from now, then of course I'm over, and like we said, stipulating includes even if the norm is to sing Shalom Aleichem and Eishchal first, that could be also like a stipulation as not going to delay. Number three is this only relevant to tzedakah, mamash tzedakah taniyim? What about manas aniyim? Like a chichapeya. If one holds back the manas aniyim, is he aver right away as well? Or that goes back to Shalosh Rukam. Some machlokes. Tosfos early in the Masechet Daf Dalet seems to say it applies to all manas kuna, all manas aniyim, I should say, so does the Ran. However, other Rishayim, Ritva, Meiri, they say by other manas aniyim, let's say the halacha is because if it's going to get destroyed in the field, you gather it in. I can't be honest, right? If it's going to get destroyed in the field, you're supposed to leave for the aniyim. Let's say it's about to rain and pour in it. So what do you do? You leave it there and let it destroy it? Or not? Gemara says, you know, just let it get destroyed, you gather, you protect it, but then you still have to give it to aniyim. So what are you aver on? Let's say about, what are you aver for holding that back? So Taisus says, as does the Chiddush Ran, it's immediate. The same thing, immediate. If there are, again, of course, only if there are aniyim that are available that are relevant. If any of them are relevant, you're right away. Other Rishonim say no. That b'chlal, that's more like kabbanis. That never gets into the hagdara of staka. That goes like kabbanis. We have shalish regalim. Okay. Says the gemara further. Amar Rabba, kibbutz avlo reglachas. Once one regal passes, aiver bibase. Even though till now we're talking about being aiver the loisus about the acher, right? But when it comes to asay, we recorded this a couple of ago. When it comes to asay, you're over the asay immediately. What was the asay? Vavesa uvasa shama vavesa shama. That asay is immediate. The person first time, the first regal, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, comes to Yerushalayim, and she's like, he has to fill his pledge. So he's over by one regal. Meisveth Marakasha, you tell me you're over the asay right away after the first regal. It's only the latest asay that we discussed. Shalosh regalim. Hey, Rabbi Shuvah Verpayes. They said Eidus. Alvash Shalom Mishik Yakov Shalom. They said Eidus. That Alvash Shalom is brought to Shalom. The Eidus. The point of Eidus is because the Gemara elsewhere, it's not really our sugya, but the Gemara elsewhere discusses that it was a takana not to be makriv the Vash Shalom as a Shalom, but based on a gzeir Mishnah Idias or a tumor that I think people were going to be magidol adarim adarim out of there. Shalom. There was a gzeir not to roll for as a Shalom. Okay, but they were made that yes, they are makriv the Vash Shalom as a Shalom. Okay. And here's the story that they're going to back up. They used to back up their edus, and the story is going to be a kasha on Rava. Amar if bias. Remember what did Rava say? Rava said that once aver, if you pass through one yomtiv, one regal, and doesn't bring the carbon, you aver not say. Amar bias. Ani meichayis lanu para shel zivchei shlamim. I can say that's the morning that we had a cow that was a shlamim. V'chanu v'pesach. We ate the cow itself on Pesach. V'chanu vlada. And the vlad of this cow we ate when shlamim b'chag. We're in Sukkis. So if you ate the mother Pesach. The mother was Shechter Pesach, that means the Vlad was already born. Obviously, the Vlad was born before the mother Shechter, otherwise, there would be no Vlad. And we ate the Vlad when? Not on Shavuos, not on Pesach, not on Shavuos, but rather on Sukkis. Bishlam of Pesach. So, the Gemara right away addresses. Pesach, I understand you couldn't eat it yet, perhaps, lack of a, because the Chari, that would be the first time to be over. If you ate the mother of Pesach, the assumption was that the Vlad was also around on Pesach, and you didn't bring it, so you're ready over not eating on Pesach. Terence says, maybe not. What?
So,
No, you have to eat it by Pesach. These aren't chifti on Pesach. The din of Baal Tachir, you're confusing with the Shalma Chagig and all that stuff from Pesach. No, this is to eat it before the end of Pesach. You have a chif to eat it by Pesach, by the end of the regal. But you don't have to eat them both on Yantav itself. Also, I'm not sure if you're being bothered by Eisim Es Benai, Meshay Yamechad, I'm not sure if you're bothered by when the Yantav. Either way, not an issue. You have, there's enough time. The answer to what I was going to say is that there wasn't enough time. You know why? Because even if the mother was Shechter on Pesach and the Vlad was around on Pesach, obviously if the mother Shechter on Pesach, the Vlad may not have been 8 days old. You can't shechter carbon till it's 8 days old. So the Gemara, Amen, because it's man, Ave. Maybe it's because it's man. So after Pesach, not Akasha. Elevad, Batzer, Zechim, Mashila, Vavilab, Asay. Had to be passed through Shavuos and be over in Asay and bringing the carbon. And bringing the Shalom only on Sukkis, it's a kasha on Rava. Again, the story there was just a proof to their edus that Shalom is brought as a carbon. That's why Papayas said it. But the problem is, this member of Papayas, in his statement, Agav, he said they brought it on Chag. And Chag typically means, that's ready to answer, Chag typically means Sukkis, which means they passed through Shavuos according to Rava. They're going to say, how could that be? Two answers. Answer one, Rav Zvid, Mishpeh to Rava, Kigayin Tapabez, Shayachayla. The case is Shayachayla. Who's the Chayla? Look at Rashi. Rashi spells out for Shayachayla, Havlat. The animal is a chayla. And the law is, a sick animal is not brought as a carbon. Mishnah Bechor is on daf b'malach. You don't bring a sick animal as a look at top tasers. The paslak, rava, kedam b'chayris, zakin chayla muzam, are pasal for a carbon. Others say, the Rebbe Chanel, maybe in one of his pshatim, he brings both pshatim, but they being that it was the bialim that were sick. That's an excuse. If the bialim is sick, I have a baltacher. If he's sick, he's unable to eat it, unable to bring it, he's not a baltacher. So either way, there's two mahalchim, either we're talking about the animal being sick, or we're talking about the bialim being sick, but that's one answer why. It wasn't brought in Shavuos, and there was no isser baltacher. I keep saying baltacher, I'm really saying the wrong isser. We're talking about the asay, thank you. The asay of evasive shama, the bittul asay. There's no bittul asay because they were sick. They were sick, either animal or the person. What does it mean when it says chag v'tani? You know what chag means? Chag Shavuos. Chag can be chag Sukkos, chag Shavuos, chag Pesach. Typically, stam chag means Sukkos. Typically, stam chag means Sukkos, and that's what it says. Idach klaych v'tani Pesach, tani atzeres. Especially if it says Pesach, it compares the next yontov would be called atzeres, not just chag. Chag means typically Sukkos, and that's why the one who asked the question or the one who gave the first answer that it was chayla didn't want to say this because it is a seemingly obvious answer. But chag usually means chag alone means Sukkos, especially when you call it Pesach Pesach. So it's Pesach atzeres and Sukkos or in chag. So the fact that he called it. Chag before Sukkos, but there's other the Rav Ashi's answering the no that that sometimes you could find Shavuos also referred to as Chag, and that's the answer. They brought it on the next Yom Tov. They brought it on Shavuos. Excellent question. Excellent question. Oshel Alexander is asking that Bishlam of the mother carbon, he said it's a Shlamim. He made it a Shlamim. So if he delays it, but over here the Vat happened by itself. He never. So the answer, the right, the words, I mean, you can say two answers. You could say on the one hand, it's not your words, you didn't make it, but you still aver because, but the real answer is when you made the mother shlamim, that's part of the obligation. When you made this animal shlamim, what comes out of it's a shlamim, that's part of your obligation. Is that right? That's all part of your obligation. Yitaka didn't declare this yourself, but that's part of your declaration. And therefore, you can retire. But nice time. Correct. You're saying, Bechlau, when something has, you don't necessarily have to have a declaration for it to be over on Baal Tacher. We find other things that happen by itself, right, without your declaration, and the Chiva applies. That's also correct. That's probably the right answer. Amarava. Going to Avro Alav, Shalosh Regalim. Rava says, another halacha, Kiva Avro Alav, Shalosh Regalim. Another halacha legavi Baal Tacher. Once three Regalim pass, B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim, Oyver Baal Tacher. Once you pass three Regalim, every single day, there's Issa Baal Tacher. The first one discussed, they jump all over this. What does it mean every single day? Does that mean every day? Does it mean even every minute? Kol Shav V'shav. There's a ritual that says Tach every minute. Every minute he's there about Tacher. Scary thing. Every minute he's there about Tacher. There's no discussion on the Tzadim is every day. When would he be Aver? On the Tzadim, you go to the Ritva. Are you Aver in the morning, every day, new day? You're Aver? Or you're Aver only by nightfall, when the day ends? This person only Aver when the day finishes. You can't be a night, that's for sure. You can't be a night. So you're Aver at the end of the day, when you missed it, or every day. It's a new day, Achiv right away. A discussion, Shailos, in the Mefarshim. Okay, but Rav is saying Chiddush, that every single day after Shal Shagom, there's a din about Tacher. Meis Kedis Akasha. Echa B'char, Bechal Kachem, Sai B'char, Sai Kachem, Kibet Shavar Lehem, Shana Vulei, Regalim, Regalim by Shana. Whether a year passes, even though you don't have three Regalim, but you did pass through a year, or you have Shal Shagom, you have three Regalim pass, Blei Shana without a full year passing, then Mar's going to ask, obviously, why do you have a year without three Regalim? I instead three Regalim without a year. You started, even if you hold has to be Kisidron, if you started right before Pesach, and then you have Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, 6 months with the three Yom Tovim. But how do you have the other way, a year passing without having three Regalim? If you hold the Kisidron, then Vayit, you have an answer. Okay, we'll see. Says Gemara, Regalim B'leishana, you have either way, year without Regalim, or Regalim without a year, he's Aver Baal Tacher. Now, the Mark asks, what's the question? Yes, Kasha and Rava. Hi, my Tifta. I'm Rav Kana. No, the question is as follows. Michli Tana, Alavi Kamader. This Tana is coming to show how quickly you can be Aver on Alav. And he doesn't make any mention of being Aver every day. If Rava's thing is true that after Shal Shugalam, you're Aver every day, shouldn't the Tana he's trying to say, you can be about the Acher either end of the year or end of the three Regalim? One that the other is still Aver. He's trying to bring as many, so to speak, as quick as one can be over the lava of Baal Tacher, he's trying to bring it to the forefront. So then why wouldn't he say Rav's din of the daily Baal Tacher? So it's more of either. The answer would be very simple. Listen, let him say like Rav, if Rav's din is true, isn't that an indication it's not true? And Rav will answer, no. Tana's saying, what are the criteria to be over the lav? There's two different criteria. Either passing through your golem or passing a year. Either way, over the lav. He wasn't coming to add how many lav he could be over. That was Rav's. That was Rav himself was doing that, not the Tana. But lav say like Mother, this Tana's not looking to find extra lav, and that wasn't part of his conversation, and therefore not a kasha on Rav. Gufa. Now we just analyze this price that we just quoted. By the way, the reason why Bechor is spoken, is spelled out of here, we put down in the past. Bechor is when we know the din of a year. Bechor is the Torah says Shana B'Shana. Bechor is when we know the din of a year, right? The Chalash Regalim is saying is from the is the general rule by all Karbanas. Bechor has that specification of a year. Okay. Says the Gemara. If you have a full year pass without even passing through your Regalim, that alone is enough to be Chai Baal Tacher, or Regalim B'Leishana, if you have three Regalim pass, without a year, then Ay Baal Tacher. Bishlam, Regalim B'Leishana, Mishgachas, we spoke this out already. Three Regalim without a year passing is very easily found. What's the emergency? We have to spell the case for us, we spoke out before. Even if you hold any Kisidron, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, you start right before, that's the best order, because that's the shortest amount of time. Start right before Pesach, within under 6 months, you went through three Regalim. So you have three Regalim with less than a half a year. Okay. Says the Gemara, How do you have to go through a full year, full calendar year, without three regalim? Isn't it automatic? So honey, if you go back to the sheet that we had a couple of hours ago, that one's only over Batacher, if you have three Yom Tov Kisidron, and what's the order? Pesach first, then Sukkot, then Shavuos. So if he started, made the neder before Shavuos, in between Pesach and Shavuos, till you only get a full year, almost a year and a half year, 4 months later, till you get a full round, right? So that makes sense. We understand the Mishachas, that you have a full year without having three regalim. Element less considered, but you don't hold the Kisidron. If you hold three regalim, any order is enough. If you hold the Kisidron, hey, Mishkachas la, hang on, have a case of three regalim of a year without three regalim. So says Gemara, Bishlam the Rebbe, this is me machlaikis midalaches, basic din of Bater Yechema. If one sells a house in a walled city, he has 12 months, he could buy it back. After 12 months, he can't buy back forever, right? Other possessions, other karka goes back by Yevil, other karka you have to let the guy keep it for 2 years before you redeem it, and then you can redeem it between then and the years of Yevil. But again, by Bater Yechema, it's a little bit, I want to say opposite, but a little bit different, where on the contrary, within the first year, you have the ability to redeem it, to buy back the house, and if you don't, at the end of the first year, it's sold forever. Fine. So what's called a year? Very important to know what a year is. Is a year, there's multiple options. First of all, is a year, the calendar year, 12 months, without the Iber Chaydish, without the extra month, or it includes the Iber Chaydish. And furthermore, we know typically Jewish years are counted by the lunar calendar, 354 days. But there also is, we don't dismiss completely the concept of a solar calendar, of a calendar that goes by 365 days. So let's see. It says that tomorrow, Bishlam the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, a year without three Yom Tovim is found as follows. Mishachas Abashanu Beres. We could talk about a leap year. A leap year meaning there was the 13th month in the lunar calendar. But for the count of a year, and he's showing a halachic ramification, we find this, like Batei Arechayma, we go based on 365. So if you have a lunar, a leap year, you have an extra Adar, you could have 365 days, because when you just do simple math, if you have 354 days and you add 30 days or 29 days, right, you're at 383 days, right, 384 days. So in such a year, you could pass 365 days and not pass through three Yom Tovim. Says the Gemara, the Tanya, Shana Tamim, says Bas Shana Tamim, a full year, Rabbi Aimer, minus Shalosh Meis, V'Shishim Chamish Yayim, we count 365 days when it comes to the count for the Batei Erechayim, 365 days. Like the days of the solar year. No, you count 12 months day by day for Nisabar Shana, and if the year is extended, Nisabar Light is extended for him to have an extra month to redeem his house. It's the Nisabar, it's funny, Nisabar Light is a very classic pronoun. There's two lays over here. There's the guy who bought the house and the guy who sold the house. But okay, Nisabar Light, it's the Nisabar Light. It means the seller has an extra month in which he can buy back his house. He gains that benefit. Okay. Says Gemara, Mishkachas Rabbi Dr. Basu Chagmatas. You have the classic case. Let's say the person made the Hektish right after Pesach. Chimatash li Adar. When it comes next year, Adar Basram, and Adar Sheni, because they add an extra Adar, you ready in Adar Sheni, you'll get to 365. Shana Ma'ayi Regalim Leimalu. You'll finish the full 365-day year, but you won't have three Regalim. So that's case of Rachas, according to Rebbe. El Rabbanan, how do you have a case of a full year without three Regalim? How do you find it? So this actually was relevant just a couple of weeks ago, this idea, by the end of Shavuos. Okay, Shmaya taught, Atzeres Pam Chamisha Pam Shisha Pam Shiva. The Shavuos sometimes falls down on the 5th of Sivan, sometimes the 6th of Sivan. We have a fixed calendar, so we don't have these fluctuations. Sometimes the 5th, sometimes the 6th, sometimes the 7th. Pam Shiva, sometimes on the 7th. Hakate said, how could that be? Shnei Malayim, it's very simple. We know Shavuos, ironically enough, Shavuos, there's a whole discussion about keeping 2 days of Shavuos, even Chutzar, because how do we know when is Shavuos? Shavuos is 50 days from the count from Pesach, whatever Pesach was. So even in Chutzlaretz, eventually they knew what Pesach was, so you have 50 days, it should always be, right? That's why there's someone to say that Shavuos keeping the second day is the Shpitz second day, because it shows we're keeping it, it shows the power of the Chamim. And we keep the Chamim, we keep the Gzeir Darabon. Okay, fine. But the point is that really, you're counting 50 days, that's fixed, from Pesach till, from the second day of Pesach till Shavuos. But what day of the month it is would depend on how many days were in the month of Nisan and how many days were in the month of Iyar. If Nisan and Iyar are both Mole, then it's going to be earlier in Sivan. The 50th day is going to be as early as the 4th of Sivan. If they're both Chaser, right? So let's see, the Mar spells out for us. Shnei Malayim, it's not the 4th, sorry, the 5th. Shnei Malayim, if both Nisan and Iyar are Mole, it'll be the 5th of Sivan. Shnei Chaserim, if they're both Chaser, both 29 day months, then it'll be the 7th of Sivan. Echamav Echaser, which is what we typically have, if one's Mole, one's Chaser, then it's going to be the Shisha, it's going to be the 6th of Sivan. So the point is, let's say, let the Marmar has its answer. Let's say the guy made a pledge. 1 year, he made a pledge. Let's say the year number one, Shavuos. Shavuos was on the fifth. Shavuos was on the fifth, right? He made the pledge on the sixth, let's just say, and the next year, Shmuz is on the 7th. So he had a full year without three Yom Tovim. Okay, the Maran just points out, who's the Tana that argues of Shammai that says that you cannot have Shavuos having such fluctuations between the 5th, 6th, and 7th? I'm not sure why he uses this Staf Kishvos Rosh Hashanah, but there's no difference year to year in which day of the week Atzeres falls out, or which day of the week Rosh Hashanah falls out, Atzeres Shavuos, or which day of the week Rosh Hashanah falls out. Ela Arba Yamim Bavad, only 4 days. And if it's a Shana Mubaris, if it's a leap year, five days. What's the math? The math is simple. We can go backwards. We have 12 months of the year. Everyone has 12 months of the year. If you do six Mali, six Chasser, so you can have 354 day year, right? If you did 12 months of Mali, you'd have a 360 day year. 360 days, right? If you'd be allowed to have as many Malis or Chasser as you want, the amount of days in the year could range from 348 days to as much as 360 days. We have a fixed 354 days, meaning we do 6 and 6. 6 Malis, 6 Chasser, we split it. If you do the math at 6 Malis and Chasser, very simple math, each week has how many days? 7 days. 7 days times 50 weeks is 350 days. A 354 day year is automatically going to be 4 days later every year. 354 days. The same day last year will be 4 days later. And that's that sheet that holds. You're always going to have, no matter, you can pick which month you want to make Malay Chasser, but you got to have 6 and 6. So if we hold that, Ein Bin Atzeres to Atzeres year to year, Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah year to year, except the chiluk is always going to be 4 days. That's how many days it's me. And if it's an Iber year, you have extra month of 29 days. Is 28 days is exactly 4 weeks plus one extra day, so it goes from 4 to 5. But the point is, according to him, you wouldn't have shavuos on the 5th, 6th, or 7th because you wouldn't have both Nisan and Iyar being Mali. It typically wouldn't be that 2 months in a row like that would be Mali. It would be alternating. So either be the 6th or the 7th. Okay, pause over here. Pick up the Rambam. Have a wonderful day.